We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Only in our business. The story has to be about our business.
Right.
This a radio personality in St. Louis. He's in the news because he got a tattoo of the station he worked for, and then he lost his job. There we go. Yay, radio.
There's so many questions I have about this. So I guess he lost the bet. So in all fairness, it's not... Because, I mean, we were talking about it. Like, the KSW, the Rock logo, I feel like if you had to get a radio station tattoo, that's cool because... If you don't know the radio station, it just says Rock.
Yeah.
So if you're a fan of rock music, it's just like, oh, I love rock music if anything weird happened.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You could kind of explain it away. And this guy, though, his station's called WIL. It's a country station. And, it was half of a morning show, the Mason and Remy show. And gets this tattoo, like you said, because of a bet. And then, boom, goes on Twitter and says, yeah, I'm leaving the show. He got laid off.
I do like his tweet, which he pulled, but the tweet just was the picture of him with the tattoo and just said, ha ha, a bunch of times, I just got fired. I'm like, that's a pretty epic tweet.
Yeah, it is. And he pulled it?
Yeah. Deleted. He took it up, but he put up an Instagram post talking about how like he was a pain in the ass to work with. Like, he was admitting that.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
All right, well, at least he's, truth in advertising.
It's a very awkward post. Like, yeah. There was one line in it that we were all laughing at when we found the post. Something about him being, like, just way too intense for some people.
Yeah. Oh, boy, okay,
yeah, he says,
buddy.
I know I work with an intensity that is too much. It's too much for some people. I know Remy put up with it for 11-plus years.
Oh,
I'm so happy that he won't be burdened by it anymore. So then someone asked him, he's like, was there a fight? I'm confused. He goes, no, these things happen.
Okay, this is the weirdest thing
it's
ever.
These things happen.
Yeah, it is you got a tattoo. You say you're way too intense, but it was 11 years, which makes me feel like, wow, what a painful 11 years it might have been. Now, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of questions.
There's so many questions. I'd love to find out, like, behind the scenes what was going on.
Oh, yeah. And he said, here's what Mason said. He said, well, what's your future plans? He goes, to sleep in on Monday morning.
I respect that. I probably would do the same. Yeah. Like, I don't have to get up early. But we were talking about, and someone knew that he was getting fired. At some, the boss, there was a plan to get this. You know, these things don't just happen, like, unless he did something so awful, which I think they would have told us, or it would have been in the story. But, like, I would imagine that there was maybe at least a few weeks of them planning on, we're letting this person go. When you hear he's going to get a tattoo, do you step in and try and stop him?
Oh, dude, I wish they would have. I bought a house, and I was standing right in front of the people telling them, oh, I'm going to get a house, guys. Yep. I even asked them. I go, everything okay? Are we fine? Yeah, no problem. Get the house. And I bought the house, and a week after I closed on the house, they said, yeah, we're not going to keep the show.
That's what happened.
And I'm like, you, Steve, I go, you knew about this. I mean, that's why I came to you. I looked at our ratings. I didn't think they were that good. But, I mean, I don't know why they don't do the decent thing. I don't know why they don't.
I called my main boss an a-hole in the meeting where they were firing us because of that. And he, I mean, I liked him, and like I was laughing at it. Like, but I mean, I legit was calling him an a-hole for it. But I was like, because I like, we all just bought houses and you're firing us? Like, you're such an a-hole. And like, because I was like, this is ridiculous. You could have, like, that one's a hard one. But like with the tattoo, wouldn't you be like trying to like make up a, like, hey, don't get the tattoo yet. Maybe we're working with a client. Maybe we'll have you get the tattoo next week. Can you wait a week before you get the tattoo? You know what I mean?
Something. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, dude. It would be nice. And boy, when companies don't do that, it's so,
Or do you maybe pull the plug a little early and be like, look, we're letting this guy go in 2 days. He's about to get the tattoo. Maybe we should let him go today.
Yeah. Or, you know, I can see some boss, though. I can see some boss going, oh, how cool is this? He's got us on his arm forever, and we're getting rid of him.
Oh, I feel bad in that sense. I don't know the guy, so I don't know, like his post makes me think kind of weird about what the situation was, but still, that sucks.
I'm with you, though, Steve. Yeah, it's like, it seems like this was a long time a-coming, and... You know, and here's the bottom line. I don't know that show very well, and so I don't know, you know, if you're doing well in a town, they don't usually fire you. You know, if the ratings are really, really good, they don't usually fire you. So, yeah. You know, and it's been 11 years. I feel like they gave them 11 years to do something.
Do you get the tattoo covered up, or do you go in there and just say, can you just write S-U-X underneath that?
That's what I was about to say.
Oh, good call.
Right?
Oh, I would do the S-U-X. I would. If a company fired me, it would be just S-U-X.
I would do that even if I was planning on doing the cover-up. I'd be like, before we cover it up, I know this is stupid, but can you at least write sucks? And then post that on social media to get some more play.
Yeah. I think that's a good call. Yeah.
Do you think he'll get a gig? Because, I mean, he's all over, like, the... I mean, that's the story was, like, in, like, the New York Post. It was all over the internet.
How do you hire him if he's got your opposing radio stations? I mean, maybe another town.
Yeah, he's going to have to leave town.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, what other saying? Yeah, you know what? You're the guy we want. You're basically advertising the other station. Come on, work for us. Oh, man. That's a... Of course, our business. What a beating. I've never heard of such a thing. I've never heard of somebody getting a tattoo of the company they work for and then getting fired shortly after. Right, I've never heard of
it. I'm sure people have been fired after getting a tattoo, but not that quickly.
Don't you think that? How would you feel if you were the boss and you're about to fire a guy and they go, look at my tattoo. I just got this for you people.
And it looks like he was working with his co-host for, you know, 11 plus years. And he said, 10 years ago, I remember when we were working at a different station that one day we will work for this station, the WIL. So he had only been working there for about a year.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't get rid of the other guy. Doesn't How about this? Like, so they've been doing this show for 11, whatever, as many years as they've been doing it. Good enough, they got hired by the big dog they wanted to be hired by. And they only kept half a guy.
They cut him up. Half. They slice him from the torso down.
Yeah.
Or he's a child, like 2.5 men.
There you go. I mean, they could hire a person and have him be like, oh, this is a bad joke. Never mind.
Oh, you're going to edit that? Good job, buddy.
Oh, no, it's like a stupid joke for anyone who has a kid that watches like children's television because it's a TV show called Remy and Boo. So I'm like, they should hire someone named him Boo, and then they have Remy and Boo, and it's boom.
And it's boom.
Oh,
it's boom.
Wow.
It's there. Yeah.
Is this what I can look forward to?
What do you want from me? This is all I watch, man.
I know. This is not good. You have to get some you time.
This show's cute looking.
Well, he watches. Oh, don't. And you, Vicky, see again, the two people that got little kids running around their house.
Okay,
what the hell is Boo supposed to be?
I don't know. Boo's a robot. At first, I thought Boo was like an imaginary friend. And I'm like, this is such a strange show. And I even asked my wife, I'm like, so what the hell is Boo anyway? Is it like an imaginary friend? She's like, no, don't you watch the show? I'm like, not really.
No, don't you watch the show? I mean,
okay. Oh, you don't watch these children's shows for their plots?
I just stare at them. And, but apparently Boo's like a robot that has all these magical abilities. BJ, you probably like it. He's very sci-fi.
Oh, do you think I would like it? Yeah, Vicky, show me a picture. I'd like to pass.
Sci-fi.
I'm going to pass.
All right, fine.
Yeah, and thanks for showing me pictures, Vicky. I really don't need to see this. I have no call to see this, all right? Maybe if I had a grandkid, you know?
Somebody said they should have get a tattoo with a red void stamp right over it from John Pugh.
Right.
That's cool. Well, congratulations, you're fired.
Damn. Congratulations, you're
fired. Yeah, thanks for the tattoo. Get out.
They had to pull each other. Like, someone in the corporate was like, did you hear what he did? No, he did not just get the tattoo. Like, the timing could not be worse.
Or maybe somebody really didn't like him. They're like, we were going to fire him this week, but he's getting a tattoo this week, so let's wait.
And just F him?
F him.
Oh, yeah, I can see a boss going, this would be so awesome.
If they didn't
awesome.
Like him and he was that hard to work with.
I don't care if I hated somebody. If I found out they were getting a tattoo, I would say, we got to step in.
It's because you're actually nice.
What I find is amazing is this hurts you more than, like, a house.
Yes.
It really, like, you're more bothered by the tattoo than the fact that you bought a house that's hundreds of thousands of dollars and they fire you.
You can always sell the house. You can't sell his shoulder, man.
Yeah. There is a new survey out. This is, I don't know what to make of this. I don't know what's becoming of humanity. It's not a good thing.
Oh, boy.
A new survey says that 60% of people would rather make love to themselves than with a partner. And 2 out of 3 people say the best moment of their lives, or if you will, you know, when you reach the finish line, came solo and not with someone else.
Okay, that part's weird.
Well,
I never look back to that time and, like, you know,
yeah,
there was this great time in 2014 where I came across this video and boom, I'll never forget boom, that boom. Time.
Now the moment might be, I think maybe we'd find that more women are probably saying that because a lot of times guys don't know how to help the moment happen, yeah. You know, so maybe women would comprise most of that, you know, 2 out of 3 people. I'm thinking, yeah, because you're right. For guys, it's like, that is not the best moment I've ever had. It's like by myself. That's kind of pathetic.
But there have been times where I would in past relationships where I was much, much rather take care of things alone. Because it was like I was just like not happy in the relationship or whatever it may be, and it just felt like it was almost like a chore.
Oh yeah,
you know. Whereas doing that by yourself, it's never a chore. It's like a celebration.
Celebration. Okay then. Yeah, it's very disturbing to me. We human beings, man, are designed to like hang out with each other and live. The fact that, especially in this, one of the best things you can ever do. And you do it with somebody, and people go, no, I'd rather do it by myself. Oh, man, that doesn't seem right. We're not heading in the right direction on that.
I mean, there's less drama involved if you do it yourself.
Yeah,
that's
right.
For sure. You don't have to deal with dates or spending money or having to hear about other people that you may not even be that interested in, but you just kind of want to do it just to do it.
Not to apologize for not lasting very long. I mean,
fall asleep afterwards. Right. You don't have to have a conversation.
Or have some weird dude fall asleep. It's like, can you just leave?
Yeah.
And doesn't care if I call it by the wrong name.
That's right. True. No.
It's low maintenance.
You pass gas on accident.
Very low maintenance. Okay, then. So, you know what? We're all just people that really just don't want to deal with people. That's what we're saying.
Get caught. 2 out of 3 people say their best moment of their life was by themselves.
I bet there were women.
Yeah, probably right. I didn't even think about that. Spoke like a true guy. I'm like, no, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Still, I would say, man, you're robbing yourself of wonderful time if, in fact, you don't figure out how to, like, make it happen with somebody else and really, like, have an amazing time. I feel really badly if people don't really experience that because even me, a miserable loser like myself, I've had much better times with somebody else than with myself. There's no time with myself that's ever been better than the times I can think of with somebody else. You know, who wanted to be with me, I wanted to be with them. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I mean, I feel more like an animal in the zoo when I'm by myself. It's like, well, you know what?
You should put the blinds down there, buddy. I mean, no one in Mercerland wants to watch you.
Hey, look, the people paid their money. That's how zoos work, Steve. You got to perform.
Why do you feel like an animal in the zoo?
Because I just feel like I'm scratching an itch as opposed to engaging in a really cool, like, bonding experience. It's more like, oh, I just need to do this for some reason. There's always, like, a reason that's more biological than, I don't know, emotional. I feel like, you know, you get a really cool connection-y thing going on when you're with somebody else.
Sure.
Plus, you know, it's like, I don't know, for me, everything is better, more intense, more awesome when someone else is there. I can never get myself that hyped up, if you know what I mean. I can never get as hyped up as I am when I'm around somebody else. Like that first time.
Back in the roommate days when I knew my roommate wasn't around, I was hyped. I'm like, can't wait to get home.
Wow. Like the whole tingly part of your body, like the nervousness of the first time with somebody that you know, that you kind of dig. You never get that with yourself. You know, your whole body feels alive. No, am I
the only? First
I think you're
time,
doing it wrong.
I was going to say, the first time hooking up with somebody for the, like, it just, it's really hard to communicate. Like, hey, you know, left, up, you know, hit the A button, start, whatever. But, you know, with myself, I know what I'm doing. I know I'm going to have a good time no matter what. And most of the time, you don't really get there with dudes no matter how hard you try.
Hmm. Well, I can't speak for that, Vicky. Every time I've been in a situation, I've been cool. But then again, I'm a guy, it's easy to make me happy. So I can see your point. But I'm more talking to Steve.
Dude,
and Danny.
What are you talking about? We're known as the satisfying brothers.
Yeah.
For a reason.
No,
I want that on a shirt.
Okay.
Please.
I mean, the fact that you guys would rather be by yourselves. I mean, Vicky makes a good point.
I said there's been relationships where I have, because I was just like, ugh. You know, I'm just kind of done with this person or whatever it may be.
But you said like the best moment. Like my best moment would never be by myself.
When did I ever say the best moment?
Oh, all right. Well, somebody said I was doing it wrong because I said I get all my body's all excited. I'm with another person.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying, but alone time is pretty damn awesome. Awesome.
Oh, it's never been as awesome with somebody else. I've never had an awesome time by myself as I've had with somebody else. That's all I'm saying. And I feel badly for humans if, for whatever reason, they won't even do that because maybe they feel like they can only have a better time with themselves. That kind of sucks for humanity.
It's like a fireworks show. I mean, not all fireworks shows are amazing, but they're all still cool enough.
Guys.
Yeah. I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for a woman. I don't
Thank
know what
God
it's like.
You can only. I'm so happy you can only speak for you. I am happy for that. All right. Oh, God help me. Why would a guy swing his colostomy bag while at a bar?
Why not?
Why not? Well, that's a good question. We'll tell you why at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. On Saturday night, the police in Nashville, Tennessee, got a call to come to Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
Wait, there's an actual place?
This is the first I've heard of this.
And that's the name of it?
Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
I wonder what they serve there. I hope steak.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, it's on Yelp.
It's on Yelp, so it's got to be real.
Yeah, 3.5 with 350 rating.
It's better than reviews. I thought, to be honest with you.
Yeah, right.
If they don't have a Ba with the Ba beer, I'm out.
A Ba with the Ba beer, right?
Yeah, good call.
The Bull God Mojito.
I'd go. I mean, how can I not go to Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse if I'm in Nashville? How do I not go there?
They do have certain ones. Like they have the Detroit Rock City Mule. Which I think is kind of funny.
Nice.
They have a Devil Without a Cause, which is a vodka.
Nice. Dude, they have your drink, Steve. Literally, the Steve drink.
What is it? Oh, wait.
Stoli Club Soda, tall with 2 lemons.
I do like a vodka soda.
You are tall.
And it's called the Steve drink.
Yeah, that is the Steve drink.
You know, back in when he played N-Fest, when I worked at the end, we drank that all night long, and he promised me one day, he's going to open up a steakhouse, and he's going to name a drink after me, because we had those drinks all night long.
Kept his word. Yep.
They had the cowboy. Then they had the Bobby. I don't know who Bobby. Oh, it's for you, BJ.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
The Bobby and Steve drink.
It's got vodka. It's got a blue Caraco.
Carousel.
That too?
Yeah.
Pineapple and sour.
I tried that drink.
Carousel? What the hell is that?
It's the blue stuff.
Ah, thanks.
That's why
you've seen
carousel.
All drinks.
Is it a liqueur? Is that what is that? Liqueur is what they call it?
This just seems like lots of comfort food, too.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that, buddy.
No. They have a big-ass dog. I'd like to try that.
Excuse me?
Pardon me? It's a big-ass dog.
Okay. I'm very surprised that Kid Rock's big-ass honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse has a big-ass dog. Is it a meal? What is it?
It's a hot dog.
Yeah, hot dog.
Oh, yeah, big-ass dog.
It's a giant hot dog with chili, jalapenos, diced red onions.
Ooh, it's chili dog. Yeah, I don't know about the jalapenos, but chili dogs. I do like a chili dog. Yeah. All right. Well, unfortunately, here's the thing. Not sure if you're going to want to go, especially when this dude's there. Apparently, at Kid Rock's big-ass honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse, a guy had taken off his colostomy bag and was swinging it around, spraying his stuff all over the
Gross.
Place.
Gross.
That's not cool.
All right.
Oh, yeah. That, oh, man.
I'm
going
to deal with that once in my life. Never again.
Yeah,
that's why they shouldn't have colostomy bag nights at Kid Rock's honky-tonk big-ass rock and roll steakhouse.
Oh, man, is that disgusting. And how sucky is that? Because you just have that in your brain for that place that you were at. And, like, I think you'd be scarred. I could never go to that brand of place again.
I'd like to know, like, what led to that. Like, was it just, like, this guy was just having a blast at the honky-tonk steakhouse, and the music was pumping. I don't know if there's a dance floor here or a stage. I don't know how this works. Oh, it looks like, yeah, there's a spot where, like, music can happen.
Was he?
And he's just like, this is awesome. And he just pulls it off and just like, yeah.
Do they have, like, a mechanical bull? Maybe he was pretending it was a lasso or something?
Yeah.
Oh, God. There's a lot of questions, but really, the only question I have is why would you think that was ever appropriate
alcohol,
in any situation?
BJ. Lots of alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Probably that Steve drink. Hey, you know what? That Steve drink ruins everybody.
Do you think he did it out of anger or out of celebratory reasons?
That's a good question.
I hope celebration, because if he's using it as a weapon, that wouldn't have been the first time.
Right. Screw you. I'll spray you.
Yeah, you get, that's right, Rev. I mean, this is his sort of Rainbird moment.
Imagine having the cops that show up and have to deal with this guy.
Yeah, again, that's why the police, man, you know, they these are all the things you don't hear about, really. Like, all the other stuff they've got to do.
How was your night, honey? Well, work sucked. Why? Oh, I was at Kid Rock's honky-tonk big-ass steak place, and somebody had a colostomy bag, and he was just spraying everyone.
Yeah. And I didn't even get a steak.
No.
That would be the worst part.
Instead, I got a colostomy dinner.
Like some texter said, I feel like swinging colostomy bag is probably not the worst thing that's happened at a place owned by Kid Rock.
Probably true.
Another person said, I'm from Nashville, and Kid Rock's bar, it's the worst place in the whole city. Don't go there unless you want herpes from your glass drink.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Damn, right.
Now I want to go.
I didn't see that on the Yelp reviews.
Yeah.
All right. Well, no, I'm done. Well, listen, you had me a colostomy. I'm not going.
This looks like a party waiting to happen, man.
Wow.
Some sort of party.
Yeah, a potty party. Ugh. That's just,
I mean, they take good pictures of their food. Their food looks pretty tasty. But
That's all you got to do. You just got to hire the right photographers when you're Kid Rock. You don't actually have to serve good food. You just have to hire people.
Everything's covered in gravy.
Yep. Okay.
Or hot sauce. At least you hope it's gravy.
That's not what I want to hear.
Now we've gone too far.
Oh, this was too far.
This is too far.
Yeah. All right.
Holler I agree. And Swallers. That's what he has his little happy hour menu called.
No? His what?
Holler and Swallers. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, I think I'm done with Kid Rock's big ass honky tonk colostomy hour. I'm not.
See, the problem is that if we were there and I saw this, I'd probably want to go in just to see it.
Yeah. I would too.
Totally. Even if you told me every review that was like, and anyone in town's like sees us walking, they try and stop us from going in there. I'm like, no, I need to experience this place for myself.
Yeah, and Steve, you don't have to tell us that. I mean, you know, you're the guy that went to the Rainforest Cafe in Chicago with all of the great restaurants they have in Chicago. You're like, we got to go to that
Rainforest. Did we not have the best time?
It was amazing.
Getting drunk when there's mechanical animals all around you is like the best time ever.
Yeah,
true.
Or it could be freaky time, depending on what you're getting altered with.
That true. That's very true.
Yeah. We got a wedding singer and a musician in the UK. We just posted a screenshot on Facebook of some text messages he got from a groom who was trying to book him for his wedding. The groom said that he couldn't pay in money, but if the guy performed, he'd get food, beer, and quote, I'll put in a good word with the bridesmaids. I'm sure lockdown's got them like, well, yeah, he can't pay, so he wants to.
I'll pay you with the ladies.
And here's what he said. He goes, yeah, I'll put in a good word with the bridesmaids. I'm sure lockdown's got them like wild animals. This guy's classy.
So there's no guarantee. It's not like, hey,
no.
Shelly is one of the bridesmaids, and she will definitely bang you. I talked to her already, and she's totally down.
Yeah, he's going to put in a good word.
Yeah, that's not a. That's
this
not
guy
enough.
Is
that's not enough. That's if I'm nothing. A DJ, I need more.
Yeah. if you're the bride to be and you find out about this negotiation, do you cancel the wedding and realize I need to get out before I'm married to this moron? Danny's like, no, I think it's good negotiation.
Well, I was just saying, maybe the bride's behind it. She's like, yep. You need to get this guy. He's the best DJ in town. Do whatever you need to
do. And my bridesmaids are all whores.
Yeah.
No, it legit says that. It's like, lad, I'm sorry, I really can't take no for an answer. I reckon she'll divorce me if I don't get you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she's like, you better make this happen. What's so good about this DJ? I'm sure you can find a DJ who will be willing to do that.
Right.
Put like an ad in Craigslist. It's Craigslist.
What kind
put
of quality
on,
like,
on the internet?
What kind of quality DJ are you going to get who will be like, yes, I will perform at your wedding, and you can pay me with banging the bridesmaids?
The one that probably has one killer Spotify list.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't say what kind. Yeah, exactly. As long as he's got the equipment. For all we know, this guy's had a dry spell as well, and he's like, you know what? I got nothing better to do. I'll DJ and with hopes of getting laid.
I don't ever want you guys to negotiate anything for me ever. Thank you.
How do you think we got Danny?
Yeah.
He's still expecting to get laid.
Sure. I rest my case.
It also depends on what kind of food they have. Like, let's be honest. I would be like, can I see the menu before I decide if I'm going to do this or not?
Oh, I would 100% do something for free if it meant that I was getting a really awesome meal.
Yeah, what are you doing? Like lobster mac and cheese?
That'd be great. Oh, wow. Oh, fried rib?
No. See, you
there
guys,
we go.
I want people to pay me money, and then I'll go buy my own nice whatever. Even if it is go to Vegas and buy my nice evening with a woman, I'm going to do it myself. I'm not going to rely on some half a moron to go, don't worry, I got the right people for you. Or even the food. It's like, no, give me my money. I'm a professional.
I get to see it being so awkward, like maybe like during like the rehearsal or prior to. They meet the DJ, and he's just like, all right, so which one of you ladies is doing me? And they're like, excuse me, what? Like, the groom and the bride, they said, one of you is going to do me.
Oh, they all deserve it. That will be the biggest drama wedding ever. Now, you want to be there with some popcorn in your hand, Steve, if that goes down.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yes, I want to be there for when he tries to get paid and rhymes with paid. And, you know, here's the thing, the professional wedding DJ turned him down, and the groom called him very ungrateful for doing so.
I don't disagree.
Oh, can't believe you won't let do my wedding in exchange for a little shagging. You're ungrateful, you are.
I felt like that was a story like it was like, I think a bridesmaid or the bride, I think, was like screwing with her bridesmaids, where they were screwing with her, where they all had Crocs on as their footwear.
Nice.
And I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, it'll be comfortable.
Right. It was just like a little prank, though. It wasn't like any offering of sex.
Yeah, I think we have a different situation.
Yeah, you know, a little bit.
Crocs or sex. I think even I'll wear Crocs over actually having to give up something sexually.
Yeah, the bridesmaids pranked the bride, and they all showed up with Crocs on.
Oh, that's cool.
You're playing with fire, though.
Yeah,
some,
you
have to know the bride, know that she's not going to have like a straight up bridezilla moment if you're going to have that. Like, yeah, she's probably going to get annoyed for a second, but you know, some of these brides, man, they lose their mind.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And you start wearing Crocs? I can only imagine that would go bad.
And as the groom, I would lose my mind knowing that my bride might lose their mind. I'd be like, what are you? Oh, you know what? I'm going to get the. Now I am going to pay the guy and you guys. You know what, wedding man? The new deal's on. You got them in their Crocs.
Oh, that was all going down. It was like drama was happening. I'd be like, I'm going to go check and make sure the open bar is working. I'll be back.
Yeah, exactly. On Friday, Steve did get this one right.
In 1917, the U.S. entered what war?
The War of 1812.
No!
World War I?
Yes!
Very close. 1917. You were only, you know, about 99 years off, but you're right, you know?
I got it right.
Yeah. Well, actually, over 100 years off. My math is bad, but you know what? Both of us are idiots. Yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.